filling in for John Carney today. Thanks for listening. Last month at the 2015 Toy Fair, Mattel unveiled a new Barbie doll called Hello Barbie, a Wi-Fi connected doll that uses an embedded microphone to record children's voices, and I'm guessing anybody else's voice who's in the room, and they are getting some attention for this because the Barbie not only listens to your child, it also uploads the audio to a server, which then replies like Siri on an iPhone. A Mattel spokeswoman said that girls, quote, want to have a conversation with Barbie, who will be the very first fashion doll that has continuous learning so that she can have a unique relationship with each girl, unquote. That's doll industry speak right there. But my next guest is not happy about an interactive Wi-Fi cloud-served Barbie. Her name is Susan Lynn of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Nice to talk to you, Paul.
Nice to have you back on the show. What's wrong with Hello Barbie?
Just about everything. I mean, first of all, you know, the doll, as you said, it records children's voices and it goes up to a cloud and then it's analyzed. And then what Mattel and Toy Talk say, Toy Talk is Mattel's partner, they're going to push the data back to the kids. So, you know, there are concerns like, well, you know, how secure is data in the cloud? And, you know, the Pentagon's been hacked. So how much security can they really promise around this data? Second of all, it opens up all sorts of possibilities for sneaky advertising. They say that they're not going to advertise kids, but really, if any conversation with that doll is about Barbie, it's an ad for Barbie. So, you know, if a child starts saying that the child likes soccer, is the doll going to start talking about soccer Barbie?
Mm.
So that's another problem.
And let me just stop you right there, because I'm not just thinking about Mattel selling Mattel products. What's to keep Mattel from doing product placement for other companies who they make deals with?
Well, it's Toy Talk is actually doing the technology. They're saying that they will not do that.
I'm sure we can believe them.
I know, but I understand. I mean, basically, parents, if we're hoping Mattel will do the right thing and drop the doll and not produce the doll and distribute the doll in the fall. So far, over 30,000 people have signed our petitions. People can go to commercialfreechildhood.org and sign if you think this is as outrageous as we think it is. I mean, the other thing is that when children talk to dolls, they reveal their most intimate secrets, and they confide in their dolls. I mean, I'm a psychologist. I've used, I've done, play therapy with kids for years. And so what if a child confides that he or she is being hurt by someone? What is Toy Talk or Mattel going to do with that information? I mean, the idea of a child confiding something like that and somebody knowing about it and not doing anything is chilling, but it's equally chilling to think that a corporation would have, the power to report parents.
Well, in some cases, that might be a good thing if the little girl is talking to Barbie and saying, Uncle Tony touched me again. Well, maybe we want to have somebody go have a discussion with the people in that house and find out what the deal is with Uncle Tony.
Yes, but we don't want a corporation making that decision. Usually, the people who overhear children's play are people who know the family, know the kids, and have the children's best interest at heart. When kids are talking to Hello Barbie, they're going to be talking not just to a doll, but to a corporation whose sole interest in them is financial.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
I've seen a demo of this doll. In the demo, the little girl, or person acting as the little girl, asks, what should I be when I grow up? And the doll responded, well, you told me you like being on stage, so how about a dancer or a politician or a dancing politician? So
right.
So the answers are stupid. That's another concern
that's another
I have
thing.
Here.
Yeah, right. I mean, stupid. I mean, the idea of any kind of talking doll really robs kids of the kind of creative play that is beneficial to them.
Well, this is
Barbie just ratchets it up to make it actually potentially dangerous for kids.
This is a very, very important part of this, the creative play aspect. In other words, the imagination. My daughter didn't have a lot of dolls, but she had a lot of stuffed animals. She preferred stuffed animals. She had a name for, she still does have a name for every one of the stuffed animals that are still in her room, even though she's off at college. She comes home and she sees them and she knows, still knows the name of each of these. And, and when she was little, she could sit in the room and provide both sides of a conversation with them. Sometimes it was out loud. Other times she would talk to them and imagine what the response was and then talk to the stuffed animal or the few dolls that she had. In other words, she was using her brain to pretend to make stuff up. Isn't that a vital part of the growth of a child?
Yes, it's absolutely a vital part of healthy development. I mean, creative play, the kind of play that you're describing, is the foundation of learning and creativity, constructive problem solving. It's the capacity to wrestle with life, to make it meaningful. It provides children with a rich inner life, the ability to amuse themselves. I mean, it's extraordinary. Children's play is so important to their development, and yet it's, you know, dolls like this and any kind of toy that chirps and beeps and does backflips and talks at the press of a button is depriving kids of the kind of creative play that we know that they need.
Yeah, that's
absolutely right. And This is even worse because now we have a corporation listening in, not just on what the child is saying, and also to what's going on around the child. And the thing is that the analogy to Siri really doesn't work. Siri answers questions. That's what Siri does. This is a corporation eavesdropping on children's really most personal experience.
Not only that, they're giving Barbie a specific voice. I want my daughter to make up the voice of whatever doll or stuffed animal she's playing with. I don't want a manufactured response unit designed to only have the kind of relationship a toy company decides is right.
No, I agree with you, really with all my heart. I mean, talking toys in general are a problem, and this one, you know, is even worse because it adds, you know, potential danger to kids' lives.
Also, you know, children have so many more devices now than even 5 or 10 years ago that I think at a certain point parents start relying on those devices instead of being involved with the kids themselves. So I have an electronic thing. Here's a tablet, an iPad, or whatever that my daughter can play with and she can watch a movie on, or watch the tablet will read her a story. Oh, I'm buying her a doll that will engage in conversation with her. And now you're talking about less and less parental involvement with the child.
That's right. Less parental involvement and also, you know, less involvement with friends as well.
So
human involvement.
So 30,000 signatures, has that gotten the attention of Mattel? Have they responded to you at all?
You know, it's not just that it's over 30,000 signatures, and it's not just the petition. I mean, we've never seen anything like the press response to our campaign. And, you know, we've done some pretty heavy-hitting campaigns, but people are outraged about this all over the world. It's just, you know, it's really unbelievable.
Have you run into anybody in the media who says, oh, Susan, you're crazy. There's nothing wrong with this. I think it's great.
You know, I haven't. And that in itself is interesting. I had not one person. I mean, sometimes people don't like our campaigns. We get hate mail, you know, and with nothing. People have been just completely, you know, supportive. The idea of a corporation eavesdropping on a child at play, and also what's going on around the child, is just plain creepy.
I'll be honest with you, Susan. I'm sure that every 7-year-old girl who gets one of these will completely read through the privacy policy and click
agree.
Yeah,
of course.
Always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for
it's
your time.
It's great talking to you too, Paul. Thanks.
Susan Lynn from the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood here on the John Carney Show with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.